It was the end of summer, August 1994. My mom and I pulled into the driveway in our beat-up Audi that smelled of her perfume, my mom at the wheel, me slouched down in the passenger seat, pressing seek on the radio with my big toe, singing along, though I couldn't carry a tune. I was just back from 8 weeks at sleepaway camp, and I remember how I felt then. Free. Lucas was mowing my neighbor's lawn. I must have known who he was, because I remember thinking, there's one of those guys from school. By those guys, I meant jocks. I knew Lucas was on the hockey team. I knew he was a year ahead of me, too. He'd be a senior when school started. I remember that Lucas had his shirt off, and I remember that getting out of the car with my duffel bag over my shoulder, I was trying not to look at him. I didn't want to so obviously not look, either. I liked to think of myself as someone who didn't freak out every time a hockey player took off his shirt. But I guess I did look. I remember he was wearing dog tags and that they were tossed over his shoulder like a necktie moved out of harm's way. I remember how light the lawnmower seemed in his hands, how deeply tan his skin had become over the summer, how he was scowling at a clump of grass growing right up against my neighbor's fence. I knew that clump. It was impossible to get down on our side of the fence post as well. Lucas caught me watching him and looked down at the mower, then back at me. Then he let out this 10-gigawatt smile that had a lot of information in it, including, one, we both knew he wasn't going to mow that clump of grass down. Two, he was someone who smiled at people he didn't even technically know. And three, people always returned his smiles, which is exactly what I was doing then. Did he nod? Did I nod back? I don't know. As soon as I got into the house and passed by a mirror, I thought, oh, great. Greasy hair, red bandana. Was that dirt where I thought I was tan? At camp, there was a layer of sap and sand and generally nasty woodsiness everywhere. Even the showers were slimy and smelled of mold. And I remember wondering if the veritable force field of scum was obvious, if Lucas had seen. Now I think back to Lucas with the lawnmower. There was actually a whole crew of landscapers doing the bushes and the edging, laying mulch. And I wish I'd never gone inside. I wish I could freeze time, go back and take a picture, write it all down, the way I'm trying to do now. Had he shaved? Or was the line of blonde stubble he got at the end of the day already there? Had he bunched up the gray t-shirt he wasn't wearing and tucked it into the back of his shorts? I remember that his chest and back were shining, but like I said, I was trying not to notice. They didn't belong to me then. They would.